Oh, and welcome back to Caught on a Coat Rack. I am the host, as ever, George H. Martin, and I have got a very special guest. He's a very busy man, but I've managed to snag him for hopefully the next hour. We'll see about that. It is the one, the only, Robert Mugabe.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. Now, Sam couldn't join us today. Have you listened to the show before?
I listened on Hazelhurst in Hala.
Did you? And did you enjoy it?
Yes.
And are you a bit disappointed that Sam's not here today?
No.
You're not disappointed?
No. In my country, we burn men like him at stake.
Why? Because he's white or...?
No.
Why?
He's annoying.
Okay.
But yes, he's white.
No, you're right in the midst.
The only white man you can trust is a dead white man.
Yeah, that is one of your quotes, Robert.
Yes.
You're right in the midst of all sorts of political...
Impeachment.
Impeachment, yes. Yeah, correct. So you've taken the time out, which I really appreciate, to sit and talk to us today.
I am currently under house arrest in Hala, West Side.
Okay.
Yes.
But what does that mean, though?
I am under arrest in my house.
So you're still in your house?
The white man come in my house.
Yeah.
And he locked me in.
He locked you in your
house? And he tell me, no, you cannot leave.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
But at least you're in your house, I suppose.
I am in my house with my wife, Grace.
Your wife, Grace?
Grace Mugabe.
Now, I heard that you appointed her as your vice...
Yes. I sacked the vice president.
Yeah?
Yes.
And appointed your own wife?
Yes. Very corrupt government.
It's very corrupt. You're admitting to that, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Very... When I took over in 1980s.
Yes?
Yes.
And it's remained corrupt since then, has it?
Yes, Lumi. Sorry, I forgot my glasses.
Oh, no.
Not I.
Listeners at home will not see this, but...
Robert Mugabe has big glasses.
Yes, he does. And Robert Mugabe here has actually put on a pair of glasses.
Yes.
Interestingly. I've never seen those before, Rob.
Yes.
Where did you get those from?
Vision Express.
Okay. Okay.
We have it on... White Man Boulevard.
Oh, okay. So, what do...
No shops are open. I close them all.
You close all of the shops down White Man Boulevard? And what other shops were down there before you shut them all?
The White Company.
The White Company? Okay.
Yes.
Anything with the name White in? Is that what it basically was?
Gap?
Yes.
As
in the clothing brand?
Because it's gay.
Oh, okay. And you famously don't like homosexuality, do you?
No, I am not a homosexual.
No.
I have a wife.
Who's your wife's?
Grace Mugabe.
Oh, Grace. It is Grace. Vice President.
She is currently in South Africa.
Is she under house arrest with you?
Or? Yes.
She is?
But she went to South Africa.
Why?
She hit someone.
She hit?
Yes.
What, as in punch them?
Yes.
What? Who was this person and why did
A model in South Africa.
She punched a model in South Africa?
Yes.
What, from Zimbabwe? She got long arms?
I believe your friend Tom Solo touched on this.
Did he?
Yes. In your... Coprack special.
Wow, sorry. That's so you listened to that. That had a bit about
this
you.
This is why the white man could not be trusted.
Why?
Because you don't believe we have iTunes.
But you do. You clearly do.
We have iTunes. We have Farmers Fields.
You have Farmers Fields?
Yes.
That's great.
I took them from the white man.
You took Farmers Fields?
Yes.
Wow, and then,
yes,
then them, what?
Gave them back to the country.
You gave them Farmers Fields back to the country?
Yes.
Taking him off the white man.
Yes.
Was that a good decision or?
To this day, I do not understand why Andy Flower does not have an OBE.
Andy Flower?
Yes.
Who's Andy Flower for those who don't
know? Ex-Zimbabwean cricketer.
Ex-Zimbabwean cricketer Andy Flower.
With his brother Grant.
And he doesn't have a...
Andy Flower scored a record for test match runs in the calendar year.
Yeah. Are you into your cricket?
Yes.
You are. Wow.
He still does not have OBE.
You really do surprise
me. I write a letter
to
Queen asking for myself and Andy Flower birthday honours every year. Nothing.
Nothing?
Yes.
At all? Wow. That's very weird.
I write a letter to the Pope.
To the...
Pope.
The Pope?
Pope.
The Pope?
At Vatican City.
Sorry, I don't mean to be racist. It's mild racism, but I couldn't quite understand your accent there. But it was the Pope.
At Vatican City.
At Vatican City, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know they had pubs there.
Pope.
Oh, the Pope.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Vatican City.
Okay.
Smallest country in the world.
I've got a few...
But not as... But they don't have the power and the fight of Zimbabwe.
No, they don't, do they? Why is that? Do you have a... Do you have your own little army? That your own guerrilla? Guerrilla warfare?
I would not stand for these.
I've got a few facts about you here.
Impeachment.
And we'll see whether... They ring true with you.
Just yes.
Basically your life story in bullet points, okay, yes. Here, Robert. Born 1924.
Yes. In Rhodesia. No.
Not in Rhodesia.
In Zimbabwe. Rhodesia is now Zimbabwe.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And was it Zimbabwe back then, in 1924?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've cleared that up. It's a history lesson.
Yes.
Talking of history, you later trained as a teacher.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, is your memory going a bit, or...?
I am 93 years old.
Yeah.
I have World Health Organization.
Yes.
Yes.
And so you... What did you teach? Do you know? I don't know. No.
Geography.
Geography, did
and
you?
And white-man relations.
Oh, okay. Mm. They come hand in hand didn't they?
Yes.
Right. And
coastal erosion.
Hang on a second. 1964, it said you were imprisoned by the Rhodesian government.
I told you I'm not from Rhodesia. That's why they imprisoned me.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
That does make sense. But in 1980, you win post-independence elections.
Yes.
Okay, so...
I become president.
You become president?
In 1987.
And...
Yes.
Do you remember what happened in 1996? It was a great year for you.
My wife died.
No. In fact, you married your wife.
Okay.
Grace...
Oh, no, my other wife died.
Oh, yeah.
I was sleeping with Grace when other wife was dying.
Okay. What, yes. And I hope she died of natural causes.
I think so, yes.
You think so?
Well, we have good farms.
Okay, that's great. In 2000, you lost the referendum. But
I stayed power.
Yeah, pro-Mugabe militias invade white-owned farms and attack opposition supporters.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Mm.
So that was your whole farm thing, wasn't it?
Yes. I took power.
You took power through force.
Huh?
You took power through force and not through democracy.
I won.
You won. Fair enough. Summed
That's
up.
Democracy.
Great there. 2008, you came second in the first round of elections. 2009, amid economic collapse...
Inflation was at 12,000%.
No, it's funny that you should say that, because I was looking at...
The people of Africa do not understand.
What, about inflation or...
No.
Economics?
It's not just blowing up a balloon.
No, it's not. It's not. No matter how many times...
We converted to the US dollar.
Now, I've done some conversions to Zimbabwe dollars.
Yes, we now use US dollar.
And how many... Right, so you've got a 60p packet of fruit pastels in England.
Yes.
How many Zimbabwean dollars do you think that would cost you?
1,000 Zimbabwean dollars.
287.
Okay.
So it is quite expensive. Fruit pastels expensive in Zimbabwe?
I don't know.
No.
They are a white man invention.
Well, yeah.
They are down White Man Boulevard.
And 2017 here, it says you sacked long-time ally and vice president to make way for your wife, which we briefly touched upon.
Grace.
Grace, yeah, Grace. Not the dead one.
No.
Now, I did a bit of research on you, Robert, because I knew you were coming on, and I thought, you know what? You love a good quote. You love being in front of the cameras.
I am leader of Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I am member of WHO.
The World Health Organization.
And I am patron to Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I make very boys' wish come true.
Yeah, that's great charity work you've got.
Yes, they come to Zimbabwe. I take them to farm. They never leave.
They're stuck there.
Yes.
Some of you.
My unemployment rate, very high.
Is it?
Yes.
And you seem proud of that.
If you're going to invite on Robert Mugabe, you learn the facts about Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to. Now you love giving a quote out, and I've got a few here. Now, I've got to be honest, I would like you to explain what these quotes mean, because I've read over a few of them, I've highlighted my favourites.
Yes.
Number one here, he who swallows a complete coconut
yes.
must have absolute trust in his anus.
This, is it not clear? One man who swallow his whole coconut, hair and all, must be able to withstand the pressure of pushing out a coconut.
A whole coconut. Okay. Now that is strange.
Could you imagine squeezing out a bowling ball?
No, I couldn't.
No.
No, but then
would you have trust in your anus to squeeze out a bowling ball?
I'm not the one coming up with the quotes, though. It's sort of you that
I am Robert Mugabe.
You are Robert Mugabe. Right, I've got another one here.
Mugabe.
Okay, is that better?
I am on the hustle list.
It's hard to bewitch African girls these days. Every time you take a piece from her hair to the witch doctor, either a Brazilian innocent woman gets mad or a factory in China catches fire. Do you...
This one's very simple.
Is it? Because yes. I've read this one four or five times, still can't understand it.
Yes. Butterfly effect.
Okay.
Ask Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, you like him, do you?
Yes, it is his quote.
It is his quote?
Yes, his quote.
You've stole this straight from...
From Mr. McConaughey.
Have you?
Yes. He is a knight in Zimbabwe.
Is he?
Yes.
Wow, you'd learn something new every day, didn't you?
Yes.
Now, I've got... this obviously doesn't apply to your wife, because I'm sure she's very beautiful, but...
No, Grace is a dog.
She is a dog?
Yes.
Maybe it does apply to her.
Like a big Alsatian.
If she's like a big Alsatian.
Yes, but they died because we have no water in Zimbabwe.
You would have thought you lived there long enough you'd learn how to pronounce the country.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Okay.
That is what we call the lower region of Zimbabwe.
Oh, it makes sense. If you are ugly...
Because there's no bab. It's just beep.
If you are ugly...
Yes.
You are ugly. Stop talking about inner beauty because men don't walk around with x-rays to see inner beauty. Is this something you said?
Yes.
It is?
Yes, I said this to the cloud. Transgender Society of Zimbabwe.
They have one of those out there, do they?
Yes.
That seems very... It doesn't seem like
they... I don't like white man.
No.
I like everyone else.
You like transgenders, do you?
Yes, but I am not gay.
You aren't gay?
No.
Okay, so you just want to point that out?
No.
That's lucky.
I am Robert Mugabe.
What's your thoughts on pregnant women?
Yes, big.
They're big?
Yes.
Right, that's good. That's very observant.
Yes.
So you did say this about pregnant women. Respect pregnant women.
Yes.
Because it's not easy walking around with evidence that you've had sex.
Exactly, unless you're Robert Mugabe.
And what does that mean?
Everyone knows. Everyone fucks Robert Mugabe.
Do they?
Everyone.
That's quite a grin you've got on your face.
One chance. One chance of fucking Robert Mugabe.
How do they not... how do they fail? Like, you say they get one chance. What, you...
They say no.
They say no?
Mm-hmm.
And then you never ask again?
Yes.
Okay. That's great here. I've got a couple more quotes, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes, yes.
Being dumped by a dark-skinned girl is the worst thing ever. Because any time you get home and see charcoal, you become emotional.
I said this.
You said this?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Do you not see any, like, sort of...
What year did I say this?
I haven't got the year, but do you not see any sort of racial implications here? Or because you are a black...
I don't like white man.
You don't like...
No, I don't trust the white man.
Okay. But you yourself are...
Spoke about charcoal, yes.
You're a black gentleman yourself.
Yes, I am a very black gentleman.
And you've compared a dark-skinned girl to charcoal there.
Yes.
So you're fine with that?
Well, are you fine with calling Simon Cowell's teeth white as pearls?
It's weird that you just pearls. You sounded a bit like Jose Mourinho in that last bit there.
As white as pearls.
Yeah, I think you've been in... you've been under
I'm
house arrest.
Zimbabwe.
You are from Zimbabwe. Okay, good. I'm glad you're from Zimbabwe. What about this one? This is an interesting one because I've read this one more than I've read all the others.
Yes, and you said that about two ago, but yes.
Yeah, and I still can't quite get to grips with this
one.
When one's goat goes missing,
The
aroma of the neighbour's soup becomes suspicious.
Yes. Because you always worry that your neighbour has stolen your goat.
You always worry?
And made it into a nice goat soup. Have you never had goat soup?
No, I haven't.
I invite you to Zimbabwe.
I'm
have
okay.
Goat soup.
You have goat soup?
But you can't come like that.
No. Why? What do I have to dress as? Or I have to...
You have to wear trousers.
I have to wear... Do I have to cover up the white, is what you're trying to say?
You have to wear cover up the white.
Okay.
Without offending my people.
Okay, so like...
We are Zimbabwe.
Strictly no black enough, because that would be offensive, would it?
Yes.
That would be. Yes. Okay.
That is wrong. Even in Zimbabwe.
And where are you from again?
Zimbabwe.
You're from Zimbabwe. Okay. That's great. That's excellent. Now, as you all know, Robert, we have a thing on this show called Email Cloakroom.
Yes.
And if you don't mind, I'll use your picture. I posted it on our Facebook and Twitter to try and get the fans involved. Because
I listened to the show. You can lead me to Email Cloakroom.
I'll tell you what.
Let me lead you Africa style.
Let's have an African...
Oh, George, can you see that over there?
Yep. What is that, Robert?
I need to hang up my coat.
You need to hang up your coat?
I need to hang up my coat.
Okay, whereabouts?
Because it's too hot in Zimbabwe.
Too hot for a coat? Don't know why you've got one. Silly.
Have you got a rack anywhere?
A rack?
Mm.
A rack? Mm. No, that's country along.
Have you got a coat rack anywhere?
A coat rack? I have got a coat rack.
Yes.
You just have to take the first left.
Yes.
Up there.
That is my house.
That is your house?
I am under house arrest.
And where are you from?
Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Not Rhodesia.
Not Rhodesia.
No.
And just over there, though, is Email Cloakroom. So just pop
yes,
in
we're
there.
Popping the Email Cloakroom.
And we're there.
Yes.
Now, I threw this out to listeners. We're going to visit Email Cloakroom later again.
Yes.
But I don't know whether you'll still be with us, because I know you are under house arrest. And
yes.
I'm waiting on Sam. He's not... He told me he'd be here soon, but he's not arrived yet. So we'll just carry on with you, Robert. This, I'll tell you now, is from Tom31 from Worthing.
Yes.
Because we've... On this show...
Is he white man?
He is, okay. Unfortunately. But on this show, we've grown accustomed to his subject lines.
I have heard, yes.
And they are very good.
Yes.
So here goes this one. 5 numbers and the bonus, Bob. Bob there referring to yourself.
Bobby Mugabe, yes.
Yes.
My best friends call me Bobby.
Do they?
Yes.
Hi, George.
Billy calls me Bobby.
Who?
Billy Mugabe.
Who's Billy Mugabe?
My cousin.
Your cousin Billy?
Yes.
And is he in power at all?
No.
He's not?
He has a farm.
He has a farm? Okay. That's good. Hi, George and Sam. My favourite big Bob Mugabe story concerns the fact that he actually won a state-backed lottery whilst being president of Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Tom continues. What are the chances? Master of Ceremonies... now, you're going to have to forgive me on pronunciation here. Falo Chihuahua...
That is Falo Chihuahua.
Okay.
Yes.
...could hardly believe his eyes when the ticket drawn for the $100,000 Zimbabwe dollar prize was handed to him and he saw His Excellency R.G. Mugabe written on it, the bank said in a statement. Tom finishes the email by saying, lucky guy. Kind regards, Tom31 from Worthing. Would you consider yourself lucky there, winning the...
I am president of Zimbabwe. I am always lucky.
You are always lucky.
Yes.
No, I don't want to be libelous here at all, but did you have a hand in the lottery, in that lottery?
I am Robert Mugabe.
Okay, and where are you from?
Zimbabwe.
Okay, so you didn't have a hand in it?
No.
Not at all.
If Robert Mugabe wants to win lottery, he picks the right numbers.
He does he?
Yes.
No, you've been seen... as quite a stubborn man.
A hunk.
Oh, look, Sam's come back. Sam's coming through the door. Sam, say hi to Robert. We've got Robert here.
Hi, Rob.
And Robert, that's Sam. You know Sam.
Hello.
Okay, Sam, it's great. Just take a seat. Why were you late, Sam?
Just traffic.
Traffic bad?
Yeah, traffic.
You don't mind that he was late, though, do you, Robert?
No.
Okay, I'm just sticking in Email Cloakroom for a second here,
yeah.
Robert and Sam. This is entitled, well, it's actually entitled Note from Liam Tullett to Your Facebook Page Caught on a Coat Rack.
So I did not see this.
It could be from anyone.
Mm.
Hi, Caught on a Coat Rack. On stubbornness, topical, because we were just talking about that. Surely Sam's refusal, now you see why, Sam, you're just in time. That is lucky you got back here just in time.
It's almost like it was planned.
Because this involves you. Surely Sam's refusal to stop wearing thick football socks, even in summer, even in heat waves, even when we were working in a loft in 2014, is peak stubbornness.
That was a hot summer as well. I used to wear thick, long, yellow football socks underneath my when I to work because they used to be more comfortable than a thin pair of socks.
Really?
Yes.
Even when it's that hot?
Yes.
And you refuse to change your ways?
No, I always wore a thick pair of football socks, yeah.
Okay.
With a pair of socks underneath.
Wow, that is very stubborn.
Yeah.
Because people obviously knew Mugabe, knew you were coming on, Robert.
Yeah.
They knew you were coming on, Robert.
Yes.
And so this is where this whole stubbornness conversation...
Zimbabwe, we wear the same pair of socks.
Is that French Zimbabwe?
Yes.
It is, okay.
We are very close to Sierra Leone.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, it makes sense now, the slight accent.
We are sisters.
Deviation.
They have diamonds.
Now,
Yes, so I wear thick socks. I wear thick socks.
Robert wears thick socks.
Yes.
Okay.
When I walk around my house on hustling.
In which country?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Okay.
Africa. This one's for Africa.
Who sang that?
Shakira.
And you like Shakira, do you?
I like Shakira.
And what is he's married though? She's married to footballer Gerard Piqué, isn't
he? He ain't got shit on me.
Has he not?
No.
No. After all,
you've seen my hair.
You've literally won the lottery.
Yes.
Liam continues, also, I remember hearing a story about a northerner, that's you Sam, you like northerners.
Yeah, I like northerners.
And how during the 2001 solar eclipse, he absolutely refused to stop work and look outside because he said, soft southern bollocks, sorry.
What, because the sun and the moon were passing each other?
And not a once-in-a-lifetime miracle never to be witnessed again. So this man would... He refused to stop work because he thought it was soft southern bollocks.
Oh, really? Rather than scientific facts?
Yeah.
That's why they go home and have a fried bentos every night.
Is he leader of...
The Cuban. Cuba. He was leader of Cuba, wasn't he?
Well, so thanks, Liam and Tom, for emailing in. We'll pop back to email
thanks, guys.
Cloakroom a bit later on in the day, a bit later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. Coming up also, we've got A Touch of Craft, which everyone loves,
yeah.
And we've got all of Sam's features, and I've got a feeling, like, Robert, you're... I will
have to leave soon.
You'll have to leave soon, because you're quite...
I have to catch a plane.
You have to catch a plane.
I am going to China.
You're going to China?
Yes.
Why?
I am building 50 million Robert Mugabes in a factory.
Okay.
Just in time for Christmas.
Some sort of cloning
Every
process.
Every little boy and girl in the around the world will have a Robert Mugabe.
They get their own Mugabe?
No, for Christmas this year.
Wow.
Toys R Us, 100,000 units.
That's great. Sam, what do you think about a Mugabe doll?
Oh, great. Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Robert, what do you think about a Sam doll? Would you have one of those?
No.
No?
Too white.
Too white. Sam, what do you think about Robert being saying you're too white?
Fine. He's Robert Mugabe.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Robert, we'll say bye to you for now.
Goodbye.
Well, I see you later. Oh, look, there he goes. He's going out the door.
Yeah, what a nice man.
He is a nice guy. I don't know what...
Misunderstood.
I think he is misunderstood, you know.
Maybe just an arm round him, someone to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I tried, but he...
He's Robert Mugabe.
I don't know where I stand with Robert Mugabe, because every time I was getting in conversation with him, he would suddenly slip into like a French accent or something, and it throws me off a little bit.
Yeah, I imagine that's the years and years of being a leader.
Being a leader.
Talking to other leaders.
And that will happen.
Yeah.
That will. You liked Robert though, didn't you?
Yeah, he's an alright guy.
You got on with him?
Yeah.
Do you think he should remain in power then?
I think he's left power.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he resigned today.
Wow. Look at that. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Oh, what's that? BBC allowed into Zimbabwe again.
Wow.
Yes, please.
He's left power and he's left our studio.
For good.
Big thank you to Robert Mugabe for showing up today. That's what everyone wanted, I think, what the fans wanted. Now, Sam, sorry that you turned up late there. Where I had to get the show started.
You know how it is.
Run a tight ship round here. But is there anything you've been up to this week that you would like to chat about now that Robert's gone and we can chat freely again?
Yeah, it's just a bit of, whilst we're on to other cultures, Japan have apologised.
But for the, was this last week's?
No, it's more. It's different. It's not sumo news.
It's not sumo related.
Apologise for a train leaving 20 seconds early.
Early, leaving 20 seconds early.
Yeah, and I can tell you now the facts.
Oh, that's weird. You just put your glasses on to read.
Yeah, I need glasses now to read things up closer. Okay.
So you've got glasses now.
I have glasses.
They look like the ones old Bobby Mugabe put on. They look very similar.
He's a thief.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So
tell me about Japan.
So the train was supposed to leave at 9:44.
9:44 in the morning.
And 40 seconds.
And 40 seconds. Yeah, they go by seconds.
On Tuesday last week, but left at 9:44, 20 seconds.
Wow, so 20 seconds early.
Yeah, it was going from... here we go.
Yeah.
Minima Nagarima.
Yeah.
To Tsukubaka.
Okay, it's a popular route.
Yeah, that was too African, that, sorry. Tsukuba!
Okay.
Yeah.
You've tensed up a bit there. Is that fine? Are you happy with that pronunciation?
Tsukuba.
Right, it wasn't the pronunciation, it was more the accent. You happy with that accent?
Tsukuba.
No,
I can't
back.
Say it. How would you say that?
Where am I looking? Don't worry.
No, I've got other notes.
Don't worry, okay. What I'm saying, I would have pronounced it without doing the accent. I would have pronounced it in my own accent.
Where's the fun in that?
It's not risky at all.
Let's just take a minute. Let's just slow it down.
Let's slow it down.
Slow it down. Compose ourselves. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a second to remember that Jordan Rowe had a separate bin just for Coke Zero cans.
And let's head off to the advert break.
There now follows a party political broadcast.
J. Bradley Electrical Contractor. He does all the electricals, plugs, wires, earth, live, neutral. He does them all. Direct current. Is it alternate current?
Alternate current.
Alternate current, you know. So let's hear from one of James's previous customers, Darren.
When I came down from Newcastle upon Tyne, I had no light or no heating because he ain't got none up there. So I spoke to James and he put an electric heater in for me and he put in a nice lovely new flashlight in my living room.
That's J. Bradley, Electrical Contractors. You can get him on 07498 298 137 or james.bradley.electrical@gmail.com.
That's 07498 298 137 or james.bradley.electrical@gmail.com.
Tell him we sent you. Now back to the show. And welcome back to Court on a Coat Rack. Sam, you forgot to mention, obviously you weren't here, the number, what episode number we are. Do you know what episode number we are?
24.
I think we are 24. Now, if you don't mind, Sam.
How many popes have there been?
How many popes have there been?
Mm.
Pope, four.
No, more than 24. That's what I'm saying.
Is there?
Yeah. Just seeing if you knew. It's not a game of guess.
It's not a game of guess. Now, do you have a game of guess this week? Oh.
Let's play a guessing game, a guessing game, a guessing game. Let's play a guessing game, a game of guess.
Have I ruined this feature for you?
No.
No? How many popes have there been?
So, I went to Poundland.
Yeah.
Alright. I want you to tell me.
Sorry, is this Common People?
No. I think I've been to Poundland on a Common People before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tommy Walsh is making a fucking killing in there at the moment.
He is. He's got all his own gear, isn't he?
His range has moved on.
Is it?
He's making more than the beggars at the Vatican.
Are there beggars at the Vatican? Have you been there?
There's millions of beggars at the Vatican City.
Have you actually been there?
Yeah. Like, you walk around and they're all like, oh, I haven't got a leg. But really, they have.
How do they hide that, then?
Do a hamstring stretch. No, do a quad stretch just the whole time.
Okay, so they pull their own leg up behind themselves, so they're still there.
The beggars in Vatican City are the most nimble people you'll ever meet in your life.
Due to having to pretend they've
constant
only got one
stretching.
Leg.
Just due to constant stretching, the beggars of the Vatican City are known as the quickest runners in the country.
Are they?
In Vatican City, yeah.
Oh, because it's
because
quite,
it's quite it's the smallest
it's
country
a small
in the world.
Place.
There we go.
I think Robert brought that up earlier, actually.
Oh, did he?
That's quite weird. You two
Robert brought it up, did he?
Yeah.
I wasn't even here, I don't think.
No. That's weird that both of you have brought up Vatican City in the same episode, independently of one another. That is quite strange. Anyway, Sam, I think I'm sidetracking you from your game of guess here.
So I went to Poundland.
You went to Poundland?
Didn't buy a model of the Vatican City.
No?
No. And I bought some items. I want you to tell me...
Oh!
How much?
£1.
What was the cost of the items I bought?
Are they not all £1 in there?
Then? And how many different items did I buy?
Okay. Just quickly, are they all £1 or not?
Yeah, they're all £1.
They're all £1.
But listen to the wording of the question.
Okay.
What was the cost, the total cost?
Yeah.
And how many different items did I buy?
So you could have bought numerous of one item, and that would mean a higher cost.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go. Can I just have a little bit of backstory why you're buying these? Is this for your house, or is this...
They do some good food deals in there. So snacks.
Okay, so you got some snacks.
Jess was getting some school supplies. Pipe cleaners,
good.
Googly eyes.
Good.
The Shane Warne book of how to bowl with googly.
My favourite read to that. That's my book of the week.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to go for... What should I go for first? Price, or...
Go price first.
Go price. I'm going to go... I'm going to go £16.
Ooh, that's a bit low.
Bit low? Wow, you did over 16.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say, just as a benchmark, would you have been able to purchase all of these contactless, which is a £30 limit?
Yes.
Okay, so you could have gone contactless if you wanted to.
Yes.
Not saying you had to.
I did.
You did?
Well, no, Jess did. Jess paid for it.
£25.
Oh, you're so close. You're one out.
24.
No.
Oh, I went the wrong way.
Went the wrong way. And that's why you lose. How many different items was there?
So, £26. How many different items? So, it's obviously less than 26, unless you stole some. So, no, more than 26. No, less.
Yeah.
Which way am I going? I'm going to go...
go your own way.
14.
Oh, wow. No. Why would I buy that? Why would I buy that many multiples of an item?
So, have I gone too high?
You've gone
there?
Too low.
I've gone too low there. I see, I get what you mean. So £26, I'm going to go to 22.
Yeah, bang on.
Bang on!
Yeah. £26, 22 different items.
What did you buy? Can you run us through briefly what you got?
You
got the googly eyes and the pipe cleaners. We'll take that as read.
She bought two packs of pipe cleaners, two packs of googly eyes.
Okay.
And
what country are you from?
Milky Way Crispy Rolls. I'm from England. Born and bred, you know what I mean?
Okay. Milky Way Christmas...
Crispy Rolls, decent. I ate all of them on Sunday.
Oh, they are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, what, you don't...
I don't remember.
That's absolutely fine.
I bought some colon food tablets.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Yeah. Jess bought quite a few bits for school. That's why she paid.
Okay, it all makes sense. It all adds up in
I was going to buy some caramel Tullix wafer bars.
Yeah.
But I didn't. You could get a better deal in Sainsbury's.
Well, there we go. Thanks very much for that game of guests this week.
Yeah.
It's good to have it back. We missed it last week, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we missed it for a few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're starting to realise that you can literally make a game of guests out of anything, yet you miss out on it a few weeks.
Give it that, it's not my fault. I've had writer's block.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had to get glasses.
I'll tell you what, Sam.
You replaced me for half the show.
Sorry, I didn't mean to, but I couldn't turn down a man like Bob. I haven't had writer's block recently. Because, do you remember our campaign, hashtag Coat Rack Christmas?
Yeah.
Can you explain to the listeners what hashtag Coat Rack Christmas?
Get caught on a coat rack to turn on the Worthington Christmas lights.
Yeah. Turn on Wormtown Christmas lights. Now, I said last week, I emailed Worthing, and I've got the email in front of me, and last week they didn't reply, but I can...
They don't ever fucking reply.
Now you say that, Sam, I got a reply.
Yeah, boy. Is it an automatic reply?
No, this is what I emailed them. So, we wanted to turn on the Christmas lights. Mm. I wanted some information on it.
I'm not going to lie. Went to town on Sunday.
Yeah.
Some lights were on round the tree.
I know, this will explain it. I emailed them, when will Worthing be switching on the Christmas lights this year? And which local celeb will be switching them on?
If it's bloody deep vein thrombosis, Dave Spence Phillips.
know Dave Bensonville. Yeah,
DVT, DPP, yeah. BBP.
Fair enough. Like, I think he doesn't deserve it, but fine. They got back to me.
Yeah.
Good morning, George. I won't read out this woman's name, just in case.
Show me.
Huh?
Show me her name.
Well, I just don't want to get her in trouble.
All right.
In Worthing, we don't have a Christmas light switch-on event, as many of our shops don't have staff budget to stay open late in November. Also, the lights are powered by the street lighting, which means that each light switches on separately, and therefore it's not much of a spectacle to switch on just one light. This is all genuine, by the way.
Yeah.
I love how like sarcastic she's being. To take the feeds out to set up temporary power for a switch-on event would cost in excess of, here's an impromptu game of guess, in excess of how much money?
£15,000.
Close, £2,500.
That's nothing.
And the businesses who fund the Christmas lighting don't feel that this is good value for money. The lights will go up this Friday, and the Christmas tree will be installed the first week in
December. Missed out on the chance of putting a rated there.
Be installed the first week in December. We do have, and then she moves on, bit of promotion, she loves it. We do have a Christmas event we hold nearer to the big day this year on Thursday the 14th of December. We will have a free laser and pyrotechnic display near the Christmas tree in Montague Street. We will also have Titan the robot, and if you haven't heard of him, take a look here, she sent me a link. The event will start at 4 p.m. and finish 7 p.m. and is totally free to attend. I hope this answers all your questions.
So do we get to turn on the pyrotechnics for that?
This is what I was thinking. She's given me where it is, the time and the date. Shall we head down there and do our own special, not steal the show.
Steal the show.
Just be bastards.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to email her back and ask if we can turn on the pyrotechnics.
Turn on the robot. Now, I've looked at Titan the robot, and I'm relatively sure...
You got a photo?
No, I've not got a photo of Titan the robot. I've got a photo of something else for later on in the show.
Okay.
But Titan the robot, he's a... I looked him up, and it's basically this giant robot that kids like to play with.
Yeah.
And it's very, very strange. Stop looking at my notes. And it's very, very strange to see these kids playing with this gigantic robot, because that should never have happened. And apparently he's really popular, and he's been on Good Morning Britain.
Oh, I've never heard of him, mate.
Good Morning Britain? Is it Good Morning Britain?
I watch Good Morning Britain every morning, and Piers ain't spoken about him.
Oh, I'll tell you why. It might have been The One Show.
Oh, no one watches The One Show.
The One Show's fucking useless.
Oh.
Have you ever even...
Something that Northerners watch. They watched the mining forecast.
Have you ever sat down and watched a One Show episode?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to admit I have, yes.
I watch it solely for the purpose that it is the most...
Matt Barker just annoys me.
Yeah, that was it. It was him. He was getting attacked by the robot, and he was pretending that it was scary, when it clearly wasn't.
All right, mate, you're on Blue Peter.
Get over yourself.
Get over it. Now, Richard Bacon was on there. Dan Cocaine got kicked off.
Did he?
I think so, yeah.
Wow! Can we say allegedly? Just in case he didn't?
I think it was Richard Bacon.
Now, Richard Bacon, he's from what fame? Like, where do we know him best from?
Don't know.
He's not that famous then?
No.
So,
I think it was Richard Bacon.
Yeah.
If not, it was someone else.
Well, email in. Was it Richard Bacon? So, we're going to try our best to disrupt the town centre that day, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the town centre, it's a grotty place, Sam.
Yeah, I went past there on Sunday and a steel band were playing the drums.
Your steel band from playing the drums?
Yeah.
Or there was a steel...
It was a paraplegic band.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Go on, I'm interested.
No, it was a band playing the steel drums.
Ah, okay. Were they any good?
No.
No?
No.
So
the only men that are good at playing the steel drums is Caribbean men.
Oh, you should have said that when Bob was...
He's not Caribbean.
Yeah, but like as he said, it's all the same, isn't it?
Well, he didn't say that, did he?
He did! I've got the list of quotes highlighted.
Oh, okay, alright.
I've got them all highlighted. Now,
I thought you were slandering for Bob saying it on the show.
No.
I was going to say.
No. I was more attacking his generalisation of white people.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we're trying to cause divide, Sam.
No.
Why would we?
Because it's bloody hard. You tried dividing 74 into 3.
It doesn't quite go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I was saying, Grotty Town Centre, Sam, and I think you would have considered that a common place to go. But have you done anything else this past week that potentially...
I kind of just want to stick on the Christmas theme for a minute, for a second.
Okay.
All right.
Are you shooting down a link here?
I've got a couple of ideas.
Okay.
On the theme of a coat rack Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So I'm planning an event.
You're planning an event? Okay. Is this one of your charity events?
For the 22nd of December. And I'm going to... I want to see numbers first. It's called a coat rack Christingle.
I am into this so much.
So I was thinking we could run a coat rack Christingle.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think a local church would have us. So I was thinking maybe Debenhams.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They have like a secluded staircase sort of thing.
Mm.
So yeah, get
a secluded staircase.
Yeah.
Imagine sat in there with an orange with Dolly mix.
So get in touch if you want to be part of a coat rack Christingle.
And what is essential to a Christingle, Sam? What are the components? How can you make your own?
Orange.
You need an
toothpicks,
orange. Toothpicks.
Jelly tots or sweets.
Yeah.
And a candle.
Is there some sort of ribbon?
And you put a ribbon with a bell round it, don't you?
Ribbon with a bell round the orange. Two bits of...
I can't tell you what else you do for Christingle.
No, we had that at school, didn't we? We all made one and then sat in assembly all holding these burning oranges, effectively. It was such a...
Mr. O'Neill standing up there rubbing his gut. Yeah, you wankers.
Yeah, I don't know what it's for, but I'm up for that. In the stairwell Debenhams, we'll get a Christingle going.
Yeah, and then the other thing I've got, George, this is for me and you. We're going to do a corner Korak Secret Santa.
Okay.
Yeah,
so one of us will buy the other one.
No, I've actually set it all up here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so, take a name out of the app.
Okay, I'm reaching him.
Yeah.
There's only one in there.
Well, pick the name. Okay. Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'll pick the other name. Perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
It works, yeah.
It's lucky I didn't get myself.
It is lucky. But you always play that risk when doing a Secret Santa.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's going to be good.
I don't want to know who you've got.
No. I won't tell you. Sam, did you get yourself?
No.
You didn't get yourself. Oh, thank God for that.
No. I didn't get myself.
What's the limit? What's the spending limit?
20 Zimbabwean dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can see what I can pick
otherwise
up.
Otherwise known as 50 pence.
I reckon it's even less than that. That's incredible.
Oh, to be a commoner, a commoner, a commoner. Oh, to be a commoner, a common person.
Which supermarket have you been to this week?
Wilkinson's.
Genuine?
Yeah.
Are you genuine? It's Wilkinson's.
Went to Wilkinson's. Yeah.
Oh, I said that as a joke, and it actually was.
Yeah, I went to Wilkinson's in town on Sunday.
Okay.
It was going to be Poundland this week, but I think I've done Poundland before. So it's Wilkinson's this week. My word, you get some rough'uns in there.
You do, but I like Wilkinson's.
Yeah, it's not bad. You can get a cheap deal on your cosmetics or your toiletries.
Yeah, you can. Baby wipes, 50p, bargain. Absolutely lovely. You can get a toothbrush for a quid.
I don't want to go to a shop that I can buy shower gel and a pick-a-mix from at the same shelf.
Yeah, within like arm's reach of each other, isn't it?
It's not healthy. It thinks, oh, nah, I don't need this shower gel. I'll get a bucket of hundreds of thousands instead.
That's my favourite game in a supermarket. I don't know if we've brought this up before. Yeah. And it's where you'll see a shelf and it'll be like your cold meat section.
Yeah.
And someone will have left...
A pineapple.
Yeah, like a pineapple in there or something.
But no, don't want salami. No, don't want a pineapple, I want salami instead.
If you, please, this will be the greatest email in, if you've got pictures. Email in at courtonacorak@gmail.com.
It's like they put the sweets by the till, don't they?
Yeah.
And people put like fruit or toilet paper or something right next to the sweets thinking, no, I don't need that.
Yeah. Email in, understand the concept of this first, but email in at courtonacorak@gmail.com. Take a picture when you're next in the supermarket if someone has got a random item and put it in a completely different place, a completely wrong place because they've decided to go for that item over the other one. I'm going to go out next time I'm in the supermarket and find that because it is the best thing. Yeah. What were you up to in Wilko's?
We just went in there,
find some cheap toiletries. Look at a few of the Christmas decks.
Oh yeah,
because Christmas is coming.
It is coming. It's around the corner.
And went in there. I mean, it's not the cleanest place in the world.
No.
Went to TK Maxx straight away afterwards.
Okay.
And everyone that we saw in Wilkinson's basically followed us to TK Maxx, so that's what you can say about it.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit of a mess.
It is, isn't it?
It's the supermarket equivalent of Primark in a way.
Yeah.
You ever been in B&M Bargains in Bognor?
I was there on the weekend, mate.
Yeah. Sort of. Not as bad as that.
I absolutely love B&M, by the way. I absolutely love B&M.
Well, it's tough in there.
You know, like the e-juice, the vape juice.
Don't smoke, mate. It's for weenies.
That vape juice in there.
Yeah.
It's normally free for a tenner elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You can pick up a bottle in there.
Or if you're Jordan Rowe, you make your own. Loser.
Don't ruin that. That could have been an advert break.
Yeah.
95p for those in there. Absolute bargain. It's lovely. It is really lovely.
Is it? Yeah, but, Lord, they ain't done the tests, have they? Lord, they thought smoking was healthy at the beginning, didn't they? And fucking...
I hate people.
Charles killed Diana.
I hate people like that.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, I've got my weekly feature.
Mm.
Now, this is something that everyone gets excited about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's...
Oh, what, just quickly. You ever been to a meeting with a man called Kevin?
Kevin? Hang on, let me have a think. No.
Because I did today.
Oh, yeah?
When you go to a meeting with a man called Kevin, do you expect him to have a ring on his finger that has a K on it?
If I did, I would take the ring off, put it on my finger, and punch him in the face.
Well, this man that I met today at the meeting called Kevin had a ring on his finger with a K on it.
Right!
Yeah.
That's great!
Yeah.
Please get a picture of that next time.
Kevin with a K.
Kevin with a K. Mm. Lovely. So, Sam, you know this game. I know this game.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Time to play the game.
Never, ever do that again. Time to play A Touch of Craft. The rules are simple. I read out three facts about myself. One of them is true. Two of them are false. It is up to Detective Sam Craft to decide which one is which. As ever, Sam, if I do smirk or laugh whilst reading out any of these, it does not mean...
I'm going to put on my poker face.
Anything. Sam's put his glasses on for this. It's Detective Glasses. Number one.
The Vatican City.
When I was younger, my mum had to crush paracetamols between two spoons into a powder as I refuse to take it in pill format.
Yeah.
Okay, is that sunk in?
Yeah.
Number two.
Why between two... I'll ask in a minute.
These are all medicine-based, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, good.
After complaining about headaches, my dad made me take vitamin pills as a placebo as he never believed I was ill.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three. I always made my mum take the first spoonful of Calpol to ensure she wasn't trying to poison me. So, number one, crush...
Why between two spoons?
It makes it easier.
Caught between two spoons.
Yeah, but you put
Are you sure it's easier between two spoons?
You put...
Do you know what the surface of the back of a spoon is like?
You put one spoon on and... you put the paracetamol on top, and then you put the other spoon on top of that spoon, and then you sort of go in a little twisting motion as if you're throwing a frisbee out of either hand.
Yeah.
And it crushes it down into a nice powder for me to guzzle down.
Snort.
No. So
you do realise they do dissolvable paracetamol.
Sam, this was the 90s.
Yeah, they had it back then.
Did they?
Yeah.
Right.
They had computers in the 90s.
Sam,
yeah.
I come from a very,
yeah,
very poor background.
Okay.
We're off the streets, us.
Well, yeah. Callow's tried spreading a rumour that I've got a housekeeper.
Well, I believe him.
Yeah.
I'm starting to believe him. So is it number one, I crush paracetamols? My mum crushed paracetamols. Number two, the placebo effect? Or number?
I'm leaning towards two or three.
Or number three, poisonous cowpole.
I'm leaning towards two or three.
Have you got any... You can ask me questions about...
Because it's fucking ridiculous that even a grown woman like your mother would try and crush paracetamol between two spoons.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing I can't comprehend here.
Okay.
I can understand you not wanting to swallow a tablet, but
yeah,
your mum, I would have thought she would at least got, like, the meat cleaver or something.
Okay.
And what? Not the meat cleaver, sorry, that's a big knife. The meat basher.
The meat basher.
Not on about your dad's hand.
Oh good. Yeah. Talking about my dad, yeah. The placebo one. That my dad never thought I was ill.
Tough marine sort of guy that goes up on the roof in a thunderstorm. Yeah. Yeah, I could believe that.
You could believe that.
I could get down with that.
And number three, I always made my mum take the first spoonful of cowpox.
Well, I could believe that as well.
You can believe that.
It's whether I want to go with my heart or my head.
Okay.
In my heart. The one I want to believe is that you thought your mum was poisoning you all the time.
So, are you going with that?
I'm
going
to go with that, yeah.
I can tell you that after complaining about headaches, my dad made me take vitamin pills as a placebo as he never believed I was ill. That is false.
Okay.
I always made my mum take the first spoonful of Calpol to ensure she wasn't trying to poison me.
Mm.
That is the one you went for.
Mm.
That is false.
Shut up, your mum squashed paracetamol between two spoons. Jacqueline is not that stupid.
I remember her doing this. I remember she brought, I go, Mum, I've got a headache. And she brought in a paracetamol. I'm like, I'm not swallowing that. She goes, do you want me to crush it for you? I went, sure, because I was curious about what she would do to crush it.
She crushed it between two spoons.
And she did this for ages because I just bluntly refused.
Why did she not get, like, a knife and got do it that way?
I don't know.
A hammer? Or
I don't know,
anything heavy from the kitchen. Terry's chocolate orange would have done the job.
Crush it between two spoons and just give me
the backs of two spoons as well.
No, like sits it in the cup of one spoon.
Oh, and then uses and the back of the other.
Crush it of the back of the
other.
All
right, it's not as mental, but still, it's mental. And then how do you do it? Just like a spoon of cowpole, but as a powder form.
Yeah, just put it straight into my mouth.
That's worse.
I remember she saying to me, because obviously she must have thought I was a fucking freak. And she tried to make me feel better. She went, actually, George, some places do it like this and crush it down because it actually gets into your system quicker.
Hmm.
And I even knew back then, you're just trying to make me feel better. I know I'm
cheers,
weird.
Mum.
So that was a
maybe
touch.
She's making herself feel better for crushing paracetamol with two spoons.
That was a touch of
craft. She's an intelligent woman.
Yeah,
and
she
I
is.
I thought she would have thought of a better way than crushing it.
No, she hasn't. Oh, well,
even heroin addicts do that.
That is great. Now, Sam, I left the door slightly ajar to email cloakroom, as I thought we could always pop back in there later on in the show.
Yeah.
Now has the time has come. Sorry.
No.
For a lovely email.
My
this,
time.
This is such a lovely email.
Yeah.
And when this came through,
it's just a bit of fan mail.
Sort of. When this came through last night, I was delighted.
Yeah.
And it said, "Thank you to the Coat Rack team." In brackets, mainly George. Okay.
Oh well. Cheers.
This is why I liked it. Dearest George and Sam.
Yep.
So correct order as well. Liked it again.
Yeah.
I've been holding on to this email until I received my katsu curry recipe.
Oh, has he still not got it?
But I'm starting to worry I'll never be able to send another email, so I've crumbled like a Ryvita. Now,
don't say that about Ryvitas because they're very filling in the morning.
Now, you were meant to send out a katsu curry recipe.
You're a busy man.
You can
got
send
glasses.
You can send me the. I'll put it all together. Just
all right. I'll send you the recipe.
Send me the recipe. I'll put it together I'll print it.
What about a photo? Because it's in a recipe book.
No, I'm not typing it up. Let's carry on with the email. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say a huge thank you to the Court on a Kodak team in brackets, mainly George, for my trio.
Yeah.
Of handwritten letter.
Yeah.
Spag bowl recipe.
Yeah.
And caught on a coat rack memorabilia.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Sam actually knows this.
Is it Scott?
It is Scott.
Yeah, I know about this, yeah.
And I sent him a handwritten letter and a spag bowl recipe as a replacement for the katsu until it arrived.
Oh, okay? I did. What was the handwritten letter? I knew that you got his. I know you got him some extra merchandise.
Yeah, I also wrote a letter.
What is a handwritten letter?
Basically blaming the katsu curry on you, as that's your...
Well, it is my fault, yeah, you're right. But at the end of the day, Scott, I've been trying to get our name out there. I've been trying to make things work for us in the Worthing area.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping with Bob Smitherman.
Are you? Yeah. Wow, that's great. Oh, well, lovely Bob.
Hear me. I am going to come.
Oh, that is horrible.
Do you think that's what he does when he's sleeping with his wife?
No, absolutely. I'm not even sure he's got a wife. I've heard he's got a massive...
I have arrived.
I heard he's got a massive bell. The spag bol recipe was delicious. Open brackets. Although I
Why would you put ketchup in it, though?
Although I refuse to add the mushroom, I might as well add slugs.
Amen, Scott. That ain't my recipe. That is my recipe.
The coat rack clothing you sent for my daughters was amazing and very much appreciated. Never let it be said that Court and a Coat Rack doesn't love little girls. Topical. And basically what I did, I didn't really know the size of his daughters. Scott's got two daughters.
You can never assume a woman's size.
And I didn't know, so I guessed. I got it round about right.
Is one of them ridiculously big?
And I printed, I've got some t-shirts and a baby grow printed for our listeners that don't know, for his baby and his girl. Lastly, I'd like you to ask George.
What's the baby then? If one's just a baby and the other one's just a girl, what's the baby?
What do you mean?
You meant for his baby and his girl.
He's got a baby and a girl.
But what's the baby?
A girl as well.
Okay, there we go.
A baby girl.
There we go.
I'd like to ask George to explain his choice of wrapping stationery, which I think may have possibly been the gayest thing I've seen in my life. I especially like the glittery tape.
What was it?
Now, what had happened, I got them delivered to my home address, and I really wanted to just get them wrapped up and get them sent out.
So you borrowed some of Kaylee's wrapping paper?
No. What had happened, my girlfriend, I was meant to be going to hers. So I went to hers and needed to get them wrapped up. So I borrowed what she had on hand, which was some wrapping paper, and the only tape she had was this like sort of pink glitter tape.
Yeah. Ooh.
So
disgusting.
So we put that on.
Yeah.
And went round and posted it to him. So I think I hope he appreciated it. Yeah. I think he did. I've enclosed a photo of what I
can't look at this.
Of what I feel maybe two of your youngest listeners definitely.
Do they listen?
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
Donning their coat rack swag. Keep up the great work, guys. Scott 29, Nina 4, and Daisy 4 months from Worthing upon Sea. I'm just going to show you the photo here, Sam. Can you explain the photo to me? Explain it, Sam.
His daughter, that I can only imagine, his name's Nina.
Yeah.
He's holding a sign saying, "Sam Craft keeps inviting me to watch fireworks with him." Hashtag caught the coat rack. Hashtag yew tree.
Excellent! And
my favourite one there is the hashtag yew tree, because Operation Yew Tree is very underrated.
Is it?
Yeah. Not enough people talk about it.
No. So hopefully, get involved on our Facebook and Twitter, and I'll speak to
Thanks,
Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll speak to Scott.
Thanks a lot,
and
mate.
Try and get that
Thanks
photo
for the slander. I made an apology, but obviously no one can see through that.
P.S.?
Yeah.
Oh, he's come at us with a P.S. Yeah. This late on. If you were a precious stone, which precious stone would you be?
Oh.
Amethyst for me.
Amethyst?
Says Scott.
Oh, well. I'd be nothing. No, I can put myself on a precious stone. I'd just put myself straight down as limestone.
You are a bit of a limestone about you.
I couldn't put myself down as a precious stone.
No?
No. Limestone all the way.
Oh, yeah.
If not, maybe a bit of granite. That's not even a stone. That's not a precious stone, is it?
Is chalk a stone? I think I'd be chalky, if anything.
I'll be charcoal.
Don't bring that up.
For God's
you
sake.
Cannot bring that up. Oh, Sam, have you got any more for any more on this fine, fine evening?
Let me take you by the hand and lead you down the corridor of devil food.
He's been working on it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, every Friday. Most Fridays I go to McDonald's for dinner.
A show off?
Lunch,
yeah.
Oh, James, what do you want? A Filet-O-Fish.
Sorry, who is this, James?
Yeah, James at work. Filet-O-Fish, straight in the devil food locker this week.
Oh,
yeah.
There has never been a devil food I've been more on board with.
Oh, why don't you just call your boyfriend and tell him you love him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you, James?
Yeah, because a Filet-O-Fish ain't for no man or woman.
No, or child.
I'm not saying that a gay person is not a man or woman. I'm just saying that no person ever should order a Filet-O-Fish.
No man in the world has dug themselves into a giant hole of political correctness over a Filet-O-Fish. But you somehow have managed to do it.
You dig deep enough, you hit the waterline, and you'll find that fish. Yeah, no man should ever, or human, no human,
human
should ever order a fillet of fish.
No, I'm absolutely.
I'd go as far as I think Robert Mugabe banned them in Zimbabwe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know the Pope threw McDonald's out of Vatican City for having a fillet of fish on the menu.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's the Pope.
He's
the
Pope. He does whatever he wants,
mm.
sort of, to an extent.
Yeah. So, the fillet... Don't touch my foot with your foot.
I didn't mean to.
Seriously, I know people can't see this sort of shit, but it happens every week.
I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to.
Well, you know.
Don't give me that look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's a fillet of fish this week.
I am on board. I can't even play devil's advocate this week, Sam, because I'm so on board.
Someone wants to order a garden salad.
No.
In McDonald's.
Come on. You're there.
Just panic order a Big Mac.
Panic Big Mac. Do you know what they're doing now? A chicken Big Mac.
I don't want it.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because it's different, isn't it?
And you don't like change.
Don't like change.
I'll stick to...
I always want notes.
Very good. Yeah,
thank
Very
you.
Good.
I made a joke the other day.
Yeah?
And it was about, you know, I mentioned it earlier, the Tunnocks caramel wafers.
Yeah.
Someone said, oh, what are you eating? When I had one in my mouth. And I said, a Tunnock a clue.
A Tunnock a clue.
Yeah.
Okay. And then where was the punchline?
Well, Tannic was sort of like, I don't have. No one heard.
Some of these jokes, I just want to let the listeners know.
Filet of fish.
Some of these jokes won't work.
Yeah.
That
is one of them.
I think we should make a graveyard of jokes.
Mm.
And that could possibly go in there.
Just a quick touch on A Court and a Coat Rack Christmas. We will be having a single coming out, hopefully, won't we?
Oh, this is big news. Yeah. This is why you keep listening to the end.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we will be creating a single for this Christmas, and we're going to try and get it in the top 500 chart.
Yeah, so yeah, we're going to chart it, yeah.
We threw it out to the listeners again.
Yeah.
What sort of, can they give us a play on words on Coat Rack, fit Coat Rack into a Christmas song? We had a lot of responses.
A lot of poor ones.
A lot of poor ones?
Some poor ones.
Some poor ones.
Yeah.
And some very good ones, and we'll take the best ones and hopefully be able to create a song out of it. Mm. Now, my heart is set on Lonely This Christmas.
Yeah, I had the idea, didn't I, of changing it to a listen to Coat Rack This Christmas rather than It'll Be Lonely This Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to make the first bit work. My heart's set on Do They Know It's Christmas Time?
Okay. Okay, maybe we could...
Because we could just use the video for that as well.
Yeah, and we will be doing a video. Mm. And we've also got some big projects in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Something very special, which I don't think has ever been done before in podcasting.
Grab your passport, maybe.
Oh, grab your passport. Yeah. We have got some projects lined up.
Mm.
So, if you need to keep in contact with the show, which you do...
Yeah.
Get on our Facebook page, like the page. It is Caught on a Coat Rack on Facebook. On Twitter, we are at Caught Coat Rack. Make sure you're following us and join in sometime. Why not?
Yeah, join in more.
Join in more, if anything. Fucking hell. Caught on a Coat Rack at gmail.com is our email address. This week will be, I want to see loads and loads
of business
of pictures of people in the supermarket finding items where they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I absolutely love
And no
that.
Moving items yourself.
No, yeah, no. Don't move them yourself. We'll know.
Don't fabricate your laugh.
We need them to subscribe, Sam.
We need you to subscribe because for every person that doesn't subscribe, Robert Mugabe stays in power for one extra day.
Yeah, so get Mugabe out of power.
Mm. Yeah.
Get subscribing wherever you get your pods.
Mm.
It has been,
I heard Kim Jong-un's listening.
He probably is. Mm. It's been. I've loved this show, Sam. This has been a great episode for me.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Sam.
I'll see you later.
Oh, Mugabe's popped back. Say goodbye, Bob.
I will see you both later.
And it's a goodbye from me. See you later, everyone.
Bye-bye. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. Land of me and I'm free under house celeste. Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, take my hand, Andy Flower, please.
What country are you from?
Zimbabwe.